been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the April 29th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. And I'm here with Paul Carlson, who has joined me here recently at Gunderson Capital Management. And we've got a lot to talk about here today. We're off to a, well, it's green and then it's red and then it's green and then it's red. Right now the Dow is up 15 points. I think there's a little weakness in Boeing again today. 26,558, very close to all-time highs. That's what's important on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And we're going to get five Dow stocks reporting earnings this week, including Apple. So hang on, okay? The S&P 500 is up a point, 2941. The S&P hit record highs last week, record highs. NASDAQ is down 5 right now. It's at 8,140. We also saw record all-time highs in the NASDAQ last week. I've got a few that are breaking out here today to new all-time highs. A few individual stocks. The Russell 2000 is up 4.5. Pretty good day for small caps. That's a 0.3% move. Crude oil's been backing off a little bit as President Trump calls for OPEC to open the spigot, boys. 62.82. The crude oil market's down 48 cents this morning. Gold down $7.50, 1281. Gold is in a slide as the dollar has really been strengthening recently. Silver's down 16 cents to 1493. We got a little movement in interest rates today. The bond market up 2 basis points to 2.53. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. And I'm here with Paul Carlson, who is a new addition here, co-portfolio manager here at Gunderson Capital Management. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Bill.
Did you go see the blessing of the shrimp fleet this Sunday?
Passed on it this time.
You passed on it. Well, hopefully they'll bring in lots of jumbo shrimp this year.
Yeah, good shrimp here.
Man, there's nothing like shrimp and grits, let me tell you. All right, well, we've got a kind of a slow start to the week. I think they're probably going to kind of stand on the sidelines today because this is going to be a huge, huge week once again of earnings reports. Let me get the stats. I want to say 164, one-third of the S&P 500 will report earnings this week, and not a lot of them today. Really, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, going to be very heavy with the reports. A lot to talk about this week in the market. So far this current earnings season, we've had 46. We're almost halfway through earnings season, but we're going to get 164 S&P 500 companies reporting this week, along with five Dow stocks. All right, well, before we begin a new week, let's just take a look. Last Friday, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ closed at record highs on Friday. Now, they were flat most of the day, and as the day progressed, boy, we saw a nice rally kick into the market, which carried the market, not the Dow, not the Russell 2000 small caps, not the Russell 400 mid caps, but the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ. All-time highs on Friday, and that pretty much, I would say, 3.2% on GDP in the first quarter, with inflation muted, likely keeping the Fed on a patient path That's a good recipe for the market. And of course, last week we had some blowout earnings reports. I would say the standouts from last week were Facebook and Amazon. I would also say that Ford had a big week in earnings last week. And Amazon really started to kick in on Friday as it was breaking out, headed towards 2,000 again. Let's just check in on Amazon right now, see how it's doing today. Amazon is at 1948. That was a very good year. The Amazon company right now is at $960 billion in market capitalization. $960 billion. Very close to the trillion mark. Microsoft is at $993 billion. Just within a nose of the finish line there to get to $1 trillion. Let's just check in on Apple, which has been $1 trillion. Mm-hmm. 967. We could see $3 trillion companies this week. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be a trifecta of trillions? Trillions. Huh? How many zeros in $3 trillion companies?
Huh.
Well, the Kentucky Derby is this Saturday. Let's not forget, as we're thinking about trifectas, that first Saturday in May. Now, I'm not headed to the Kentucky Derby this year. I haven't followed it as closely as I normally do. Last year, I was very interested in seeing Justify, whom I saw run right at Del Mar. And, of course, he won the Triple Crown, and now he's making babies, getting paid to make babies. And he gets paid a lot. I want to say 200 grand a baby, something like that. Good business to get into, you know, if you get a big horse like that. But the Kentucky Derby will be this Saturday, the first Saturday in May. I'm headed to Atlanta right after today's show. We're headed to, I guess it's Smyrna, okay, Smyrna, Georgia. 13 miles from downtown Atlanta to the new Braves ballpark, where my San Diego Padres, 16 wins and 12 losses, I want to say, and a half game out of first place, coming to town in Atlanta. And, hey, this is the game. Tonight and tomorrow are two youngest pitchers. I think one is 22 years old and the other is 21. Margavickius pitches tonight, and Chris Paddock, this kid is sensational. He's pitching tomorrow night. We'll be there right behind the Padre dugout wearing our brown and mustard yellow. And it won't be in a hot dog. It'll be on my head, my hat. So look for us on TV there. Well, the news, what is going on with Boeing? What is going on with Boeing? Is there more bad news on Boeing, Paul?
There was something, yeah, there is.
Thanks.
The safety, that program that they've had problems with.
Yes.
And not telling Southwest that it was disabled and things like that.
Okay, yeah. You got to let Southwest pilots know.
I think that'd be a wise idea.
Yeah, it was disabled. So that, hey, let's just check in. Let's go to our market smith here and check in on Boeing action. Of course, we've got, oh, you know what? The stock is doing great.
Yeah.
It's up $2. Yeah, $2.67 this morning on big volume. I'm sticking with my Boeing. I think Boeing has put in a bottom in the 360 area. It's been as high as 450.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was disclosed that, we forgot to tell Southwest Airlines that we had disabled the brakes, was it? No. No, the system that overrides some other system. I don't know.
Right.
I didn't talk to a pilot. So, anyways, Boeing seems to... where you find one cockroach in the pantry and there's usually a couple more. Well, having said that, Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg is set to hold his first press conference since the worldwide grounding of the 737 MAX. The event starts at 10 a.m. today in Chicago, Paul. You ever been to Chicago?
I lived in Chicago 20 years.
20 years, okay. And did the Cubs finally make it to the World Series?
They did finally after all those years.
Okay, so I shouldn't give up on my Padres?
I wouldn't give up.
I'm going to keep wearing the brown and mustard yellow.
Okay.
One of these years is going to be us. Trump says Japan to invest $40 billion in U.S. car factories. Now, the reason why I highlighted this article for the day, tell me who makes cars here in the Charleston area.
We have BMW, we have Volvo, we have Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, here in Charleston. Okay, Mercedes-Benz, we make German cars in Charleston.
Yeah, the Sprinter vans.
And I see them leaving the port on the big ships.
Right.
We make Volvo. In fact, we make all the cars for Volvo now.
I believe it's all of them.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, and that's actually now not a Swedish company. Oh, it still has ties, but it's actually Geely Automotive. Well, Trump says that Japan's going to invest $40 billion in U.S. car factories. We'll see it. He's in Wisconsin today. We'll be right back talking about Walmart. Oh, boy. This is Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America is headed for Sarasota on Tuesday, May 15th, Wednesday, May 16th, and Thursday, May 17th. The Gunderson team will be at the Sarasota Hyatt Regency in downtown Sarasota on those days. Bill Gunderson and his team will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they will sell out, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, May 15th. The workshop will also be held at the downtown Sarasota Hyatt Regency. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Sarasota.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You own a local business, or any business, and your national competition has a backroom of digital marketing minions who are eating your lunch. But you can beat them with our digital marketing experts. We're Salem Surround. We can surround potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We make every digital dollar count towards sales success. We won't waste your money. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you do what you do best, run your business, while we deliver customers from everywhere. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Well, I see we're up 0.5% today, Paul, overall.
Yes.
And the market's not up 0.5% today, so we're having a good day. We've got a couple of big winners in the market today on a percentage basis. Our biggest percent winners here today, the Trade Desk, Adobe, and Square is now kicking in right now. So that's carrying us. We're up 0.5% overall, something we watch throughout the day. I want to talk about Walmart just for a minute here. You know, I went in the local Walmart here. I don't know if you've noticed, but Walmart's a big thing in the South.
Oh, yeah. It's a big thing everywhere, but particularly in the
South. Not as big in California. I mean, here, okay, so I just needed some hot dog buns and a few things and something to blow up, you know, pool toys and whatnot. So anyways, I went to the local Walmart here, and I started off in the garden section. I went in the wrong door, man. The hot dog buns were at the other end of the store.
No.
This is one of those super Walmarts.
Oh, boy.
I can see why people ride around on those little go-karts.
Yeah.
I needed a little go-kart. I swear. And then I had to get some bloodworms. Okay, some gulp bait. That's one
right.
of the secret baits around the rivers here. I bet I put in a mile from my car to the hot dog buns to the bloodworms back to the lawn section.
You need your Fitbit.
I needed my Fitbit. Yeah, well, my Apple phone does keep track of steps. And then I noticed they're putting in a brand new Chick-fil-A over there. Have you noticed
that?
I
didn't know that.
Isn't there one just three blocks from here?
It's getting to be like Starbucks. There's a Chick-fil-A on every corner.
Chick-fil-A in the South is like In-N-Out Burger in the West.
Right.
There is a line at Chick-fil-A, except of course closed on Sunday, nothing on Sunday, but they're popular down here, those Chick-fil-A's. But the reason I bring up Walmart, Amazon made quite an announcement last week about free one-day shipping now is going to be the standard, and Amazon is going to fork out $800 million to make that possible. And I noticed on that news last week that Target was down 6.2% the day that Amazon announced that. Walmart was down 2%. Dollar General was down 2%. They all kind of shuddered. Well, Walmart is now teasing one day free shipping. And they teased it on their Twitter feed. They tweeted out one day free shipping without a membership fee. Okay, you don't have to be a member. Does Walmart have like a membership? Walmart Prime? No.
I think they're connected with that Sam's Wholesale.
Okay,
I think that's the way they.
Okay, but the regular Walmart.
No, the regular no.
Is going to offer one day free shipping. So you know what? We'll keep our eye on that, but I am not a fan of Walmart stock. They're not growing. In fact, they're remodeling stores now. Instead of opening new stores, they are remodeling stores. I find this interesting. Now, I'm going to have an article out this week on Seeking Alpha, hopefully. I've got the draft done of it. And my subject is going to be dividend-paying stocks. And I use this example all the time of people chasing 5 and 6% dividend yield, such as AT&T, IBM, Verizon, etc., when you're not getting any capital appreciation along with that dividend, okay? You're getting the dividend only, and you're getting capital depreciation.
Right.
And in some cases, you have negative total return. Okay, that makes no sense to me at all. Now, that's basic math. All right, but I see the following companies will be hiking their dividends this week. Apple. Now, there's a great example of a growth and income stock. No, Apple doesn't pay a 5 to 6% dividend yield. like AT&T does. But Apple has put up some huge capital appreciation numbers along with that dividend. Apple's current dividend yield is 1.4%. But you throw in capital appreciation that's been averaging about 15% per year. To me, it's all about total return. They'll be raising their dividend from 79 cents from 73 cents. Costco, another excellent growth and income stock. Costco will be raising their dividend from 57 cents to 62 cents. Costco is another example of a company that is still growing their earnings. Last 5 years, about 9% per year. And you get a dividend yield of about 1% on Costco. But I'll take the smaller dividend because it's more than made up for by the capital appreciation. No guarantees going forward, obviously, but these are still pretty good growth stocks. And then the third one that is raising their dividend, now how, IBM. Okay, IBM's margins continue to shrink. Their sales continue to get smaller. Their earnings continue to shrink, yet they're raising their dividend from $1.57 to $1.64. Now, there's an excellent example of a company with a big dividend yield, 4.5%, and terrible capital appreciation. Why? Because over the last 5 years, their earnings have been going backwards by 5% per year. So look for an article this week on Seeking Alpha that will be titled something to the effect of my favorite dividend stock now, okay? Anadarko, they have two suitors. They have Occidental Petroleum and they have Chevron. Well, I think Anadarko is playing the two of them, right, to try to get the highest bid.
Oh, you know it.
Anadarko says it will resume negotiations with Occidental, and maybe they'll take her to the senior prom instead of Chevron. We'll see what happens. They had a previously agreed-upon deal with Chevron, but guess what? Anadarko sent some flowers over the weekend and some chocolates, and it's now open again. We'll see what happens there, who ends up with taking Anadarko to the senior prom. Okay, here's one I know that you will be interested in, Paul. You drive a Tesla. Shares of Tesla down 5.2%, traded at a new 52-week low of 233. Guess what? Tesla was passed by Ford.
Yeah.
Now, to me, it's shocking to begin with that Tesla had a bigger market cap than Ford. Does that seem right?
I don't know why it's valued where it is.
How many Teslas do you see on the road and how many Fords do you see on the road?
The ratio's quite skewed toward Ford, isn't it?
But you like the car.
I like the car.
How about the stock?
I don't like the stock.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that because I know a lot of the Tesla has their following.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like Tesla heads or Apple heads, and you know, they follow Elon, every word that comes out of Elon's mouth. Well, Ford today is a $40 billion company. Tesla back in front, $41 billion. There okay. You go. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical essential medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
You own a local business, or any business, and your national competition has a backroom of digital marketing minions who are eating your lunch. But you can beat them with our digital marketing experts. We're Salem Surround. We can surround potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We make every digital dollar count towards sales success. We won't waste your money. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you do what you do best, run your business, while we deliver customers from everywhere. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America is headed for Sarasota on Tuesday, May 15th, Wednesday, May 16th, and Thursday, May 17th. The Gunderson team will be at the Sarasota Hyatt Regency in downtown Sarasota on those days. Bill Gunderson and his team will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they will sell out, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, May 15th. The workshop will also be held at the downtown Sarasota Hyatt Regency. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Sarasota.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Right now the Dow is up 0.07%, and the S&P 500, what's the percent gain there for the S&P 500 right now? It's not very much. It's well, they're not showing the percent, but it's about the same, less than 0.1%. We're up 66 one-hundredths, of almost 0.66 on the day today so far. So we're having a very good day. A couple of feathers in our cap today would be the trade desk. TTD is up 3.5%, and Square's having a very big day, up 2.8%. And Adobe's having a very big day, up 2.7%, breaking out to new all-time highs. Man, I've got a good featured stock in the last quarter of the show today. It's not a big name. It's an under-the-radar name. Flying low, just over the treetops, but it was $5 per share in 2012, and today it's $382 per share. So you're going to stay tuned for our featured stock of the day. It's one I own in my emerging growth portfolio, which we're having fun with. Now, the portfolios are doing very well here so far in 2019. I'm very transparent. They're in my newsletter every single week. I started a brand new portfolio, three brand new portfolios this year, which are more, they behave more like mutual funds, Paul.
Yes.
Where we're going to stay pretty much fully invested, more like a Warren Buffett style of investing.
Right.
And I started an altered growth portfolio on January 1st of this year. And it was started the year 100% fully invested in ultra growth stocks. It's up 30%
wow,
so far this year, okay? And that's a brand new portfolio, all right? This is for people with longer-term time horizons, and it behaves, I manage it much more like Berkshire Hathaway, where you buy companies and you hold them for years, a few changes along the way. And then I started a new premier large cap growth portfolio on January 1st of this year. It's up 22.8%.
Great.
So far this year. Okay, my managed portfolios are not up that much because I wasn't fully invested on day one of this year. I had done a little bit of protection at the final quarter of last year, but they're starting to kick in pretty good right now.
Yeah.
So I'm happy. And I don't know what stocks I could own that are any better than what I currently own. Now it's just a matter of time and, you know, closely monitoring. We look at them. Do we look at those holdings every single day?
Every day.
Every day. Along with several hundred possibilities out there. You told me an interesting stat during the break. Tesla beat Mercedes-Benz in cars delivered in the last quarter?
That's what I read.
More cars, more people bought Teslas than Mercedes-Benz.
Correct.
Okay. Well, that's a feather in their cap. I still don't like the stock.
I still don't like the stock either.
All right. Well, the movie stocks having a good day. I've never been a fan of the movie stocks, AMC theaters, IMAX. I guess Avengers took in 1.2. I've never seen an Avengers.
I never have either.
All right. Well, then we're going to have to move on to the next story then. So all I know is it took in 1.2 billion. I do know that it's linked to Disney. It is a Disney movie. Let's check in on Disney stock today. Yeah, you know what? Down 1% today. Now, I found this story to be interesting. You know, the hotels are being challenged by Airbnb, where you can go into a town and rent somebody's home, a condo, apartment. Marriott is going to start a home rental business, according to the Wall Street Journal. The program would allow home rental guests to earn Marriott loyalty points when they book a visit. Sources indicate that an announcement from Marriott in the early part of the program could arrive next month. Marriott's home rental program. You think my house would qualify as a Marriott? I don't know.
I think you could rent this out for
maybe
nice coin.
Free breakfast, maybe. Do I got to cook breakfast for him?
I guess you could do it however you want.
Do I have to turn down the covers at 7 p.m.?
Put a mint on the pillow?
Yeah. Airbnb, in the meanwhile, they're moving further into the hotel space. Have you ever done an Airbnb?
As a customer?
Yes.
Yes.
You have?
I have.
Was it a good experience?
I've had two good experiences and one poor experience.
Okay, well, that one...
Next.
Yes. Well, we're staying at the Omni in Smyrna, Georgia, which is walking distance, I hope, to the ballpark there tonight. But anyways, Airbnb is teaming up with a New York real estate developer, RXR Realty, to convert portions of New York City commercial properties. Okay, so you could stay at a meatpacking plant, for instance, okay? Could just got to slide the side of beef over a little bit to get to the bunk bed into a new category of urban lodging. Okay, well, I think I'm going to pass. All right, Spotify, we do have some earnings this morning, but tonight really is the beginning of the big guys reporting earnings. Oh, yeah. Spotify reported earnings. They missed by 5 cents. You know, there is so much competition. I personally use Pandora. Spotify, I have used. Spotify is a $25 billion company based out of Luxembourg. They stream their subscription service to 65 countries. Boy, I can remember standing in line for the latest Beatles 45, Hey Jude, okay? And on the flip side, I'm not sure what was on the flip side. Maybe a hit Come Together or something like that. Now we have all this music at our fingertips, and my music collection is in my iPhone. Right. No more vinyl records everywhere that are scratched. Oh, man, my records were scratched. You know, I listened to them so many times. Spotify misses by 35 cents. They beat on revenue. My problem with Spotify, they have not learned how to make a profit yet. You know, this all kind of began, really, of course, probably began with Jobs and the iPod. Right? And then it spread to XM satellite radio up in the sky. And Howard Stern, of course. Didn't they shoot him into outer space onto a satellite? And he orbits the Earth now and does his show or something.
Does the show from space.
But that's where Howard Stern is these days, if you're wondering. Spotify hasn't learned how to make money yet. Sales growing. Of course, you know, a lot of ads, and you can pay for a subscription, all the music you can handle, $137 company, but not profitable yet. Okay, that's where my problem lies with Spotify. E-Trade, close to launching crypto trading. Where do you stand on the Bitcoin and the cryptos?
I have no interest.
I have no interest either. I'm glad. Okay. We're not going to be putting them into the ultra growth portfolio anytime soon.
Not if I have any say in the matter.
No, absolutely not. E-Trade, close to launching crypto trading. You can trade futures and all of this and that. Okay. Now, tonight, there's going to be a big earnings release coming from Alphabet. Let me just give you my, and I've been saying, how many times have I said in the last month, look at that chart on Alphabet.
Quite a few times.
And did I pull the trigger?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
No, not yet.
Not yet. I never bought it.
No, not yet.
But look, I own FANG without the G. So it's not like I don't have plenty of exposure. And by the way, that FANG trade is back in style big time.
Big time.
The Amazon, Apple, Netflix, and of course Facebook breaking out last week. Well, Google is no slouch, okay? Google is also closing in on a trillion, $828 billion. I guess you could say it's in fourth place right now behind Amazon, Apple, and Microsoft, which are all closing in on $1 trillion. Alphabet is at $828 billion. You know, a 10% move, a 15% move in Alphabet, and you've got another $1 trillion company.
Right.
Over the last 10 years, Google has delivered 21% per year to investors. It's currently ranked number 181 out of 5,086. Fang with two A's, my friend, is back big time. When we come back, the featured stock of the day. This is Bill Gunderson and Paul Carlson. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The 2019 Best Stocks Now Tour of America is headed for Sarasota on Tuesday, May 15th, Wednesday, May 16th, and Thursday, May 17th. The Gunderson team will be at the Sarasota Hyatt Regency in downtown Sarasota on those days. Bill Gunderson and his team will be available to meet with you to discuss your current portfolio needs. Bill only has about 20 time slots available, and they will sell out, so book your reservation early. Bill will also be teaching a workshop on the market on Wednesday, May 15th. The workshop will also be held at the downtown Sarasota Hyatt Regency. The workshop begins at 6:30 p.m. and will go until 8 p.m. Bill will be going over the current conditions in the economy and the market at that workshop. You'll also need a reservation to attend the workshop. To book an appointment with Bill or reserve seats for the workshop, give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. You can also sign up on the website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Sarasota.
You own a local business, or any business, and your national competition has a backroom of digital marketing minions who are eating your lunch. But you can beat them with our digital marketing experts. We're Salem Surround. We can surround potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We make every digital dollar count towards sales success. We won't waste your money. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you do what you do best, run your business, while we deliver customers from everywhere. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com, connecting you with new customers.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared?
Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
And welcome back to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I have internet in my car. I have MarketSmith travels with me in my laptop. So I'll be checking all of the stocks during my course over to Atlanta here. It's about a five-hour drive. Go up through Columbia, home of the South Carolina Gamecocks, the USC. We have a USC out here. It's just not the USC that I'm used to, which is the Trojans, the O.J. Simpson USC. But and then on to Atlanta tonight. We'll have a good time there at their new. I've never seen the new Atlanta Stadium, SunTrust Park. Try out their barbecue, their hot dogs. We'll see how they do on the pretty hard. Petco Park. That's a very nice park in San Diego. But this is the closest the Padres come to this neck of the woods. I suppose the second closest would be Tampa, where we're starting up soon. A radio station in Tampa. But we'll be getting down to the Tampa area. Problem is, Tampa's in the American League, and I don't know how often interleague play brings us to Tampa. I guess Washington D.C. How far are we from Washington D.C. here? 10 hours?
About 10, I would guess.
10? Okay, because that's where the Padres were over the weekend. We took 2 out of 3 from the Nationals. Don't look very good this year. But anyways, we're going to go see them in Atlanta. We'll be wearing our brown and mustard yellow. The ugliest uniforms ever. But that's our Padres, you know. Okay, so let's get to our featured stock of the day. First, let's check in on our... how we're doing today here. The market is, the Dow's up 13 points. Let's just see here how we're doing. We had some good movers here earlier today. We're doing real good. New high for the day.
Yeah.
0.76% we're up right now. Okay, so it's going to be a fun ride to Atlanta. Featured stock of the day, reported earnings last week. This stock was $5 per share in 2013. Today it's $325 per share. Let's find out where they are headquartered. I always like to know where companies are headquartered. Some part of America, what neck of the woods are they in? Charlotte.
Yeah.
Charlotte, North Carolina. We're not very far from Charlotte.
Not far.
4 hours, something like that.
Yeah, a little bit.
A lot of companies moving to Charlotte. That's become quite a hub. Now, Charlotte actually has a downtown and skyscrapers and whatnot. We don't have that here in Charleston. We just steeples.
Church steeples, yeah.
Steeples are the highest buildings. In fact, on Sunday, they had a tour of the churches downtown Charleston, and my wife and I went through several of the churches built in the late 1700s. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the plumbing works. I know that. Anyways, Lending Tree is the name of the company in Charlotte, North Carolina. Lending Tree is an online lender, I suppose, a disruptor. Okay. A disruptor. Check out that earnings growth. Paul, in 2012, they lost 21 cents per share.
Right.
This year, they're expected to make $7.63. Next year, $10.10.
Wow.
34% growth this year, 32% growth next year. They've averaged 29% growth over the last 5 years. Now, this is earnings growth. This isn't sales growth. This is earnings growth. The stock hit a new all-time high, almost a new all-time high on Friday as they reported earnings. Okay, let's go through the metrics here. Now, this is a small cap, 4.9 in market capitalization, 4.9 billion that is in market capitalization. It's a small cap. This one is in my emerging growth portfolio. This is my AA baseball team, not AAA. Not major leagues, not premier growth yet, but AA. And it's a very strong candidate. In fact, I'm looking for something to replace. I kicked one out of the Ultra Growth recently. I can't remember which one it is. I sent him back to El Paso, which is the AAA farm team. And I'm looking to pull somebody up. LendingTree is a very strong possibility. LendingTree is currently ranked number 411. Out of 5,086. It's almost in my wheelhouse. It has 72% upside potential, but I need to update my five-year target price there because they just reported earnings. Check out these metrics on LendingTree. This is an A-plus performance stock. Over the last 10 years, this stock has delivered 52.6% per year. This is going to put it in probably in the top 10 stocks of the last 10 years. Tree is the symbol. Tree, T-R-E-E. Like that angel oak. Have you ever seen the angel oak tree?
I have. It's wonderful.
Man, that is an oak tree that's maybe 10 miles from here, fifth out towards Kiowa.
Right.
How old is that tree?
I forget the number. It's 150 years old or something like that.
What would you say the circumference of that thing is? It's bigger than the Walmart Superstore.
Close.
The angel oak tree is unbelievable. Well, the symbol is tree. Okay. 53% over the last 10 years. Over the last 5 years, 66% per year returns.
Wow.
No guarantees going forward. The last 3 years, 60%. How come I don't own this in my ultra growth? You're going to watch out for me here now as the co-portfolio manager. You say, Bill, put this one on your list. 42% over the last 12 months, performance grade of A+. My problem right now is it's 72% upside potential, but I will be updating it. And I might be in the wheelhouse when I do that updating. Anyways,
right.
That's the featured stock of the day, Tree. And, boy, I'm headed for Atlanta. I think I got some people to meet with there tomorrow. We'll be in Smyrna, right next to the ballpark. And Paul is available this week. If you've got a portfolio that you want a review of, how many years you work at Thinkorswim?
Six.
6 years at Thinkorswim. How long in the business?
30 years.
30 years. Used to be a runner on the Chicago Board of Exchange. 3 decades of experience
risk
in the
market.
Risk management. For you folks that are nearing retirement or at retirement, hey, give us a call and set up an appointment. Edie will put you in touch with Paul. 855-611-BEST, 855-611. Get the newsletter. Ultra Growth up 30% so far this year, the buy and hold version, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye.
All right.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.